on the basketball, your team has been prone to a lot of fouls. Last night, it seemed like four or five guys were in foul trouble within the first 15 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. How much has that been stressed from your coaching staff to be better at that? And how difficult is it to adjust to the new emphasis this year?
I mean, it's really hard because even when we were scrimmaging, the first two scrimmages we had against UMass Lowe and Holy Cross, just fouling was our like really main thing of it's like we got to learn how not to foul and learn like these different rules. But at the same time, it's like some fouls obviously you're on the road, so the home team's gonna get their calls, so we have to live with that. And I mean, for instance, I remember last night. I can remember two foul calls they called on me, and I was just like, when did I touch the guy? Or, like, the guy made the contact. So, I mean, obviously, they're going to keep calling. The home team's going to get their calls. So, I know there is sometimes we do foul, and it's just like, why would you foul that guy at that moment? Or that's just a stupid foul. But, I mean, we're learning. So, yeah.
It has to be difficult. I mean, some of the things that they're emphasizing you've been doing your whole life, now to have to change it up a little bit, it has to be tough.
Yeah, I mean, post play, that's probably the most challenging thing. Like, it's you basically offensively, you can't hold the guy off or anything like that. Your hands have to be in front of you. So, I mean, my entire life, I was taught to just hold the guy off basically and push him under the hoop and then go up and guarantee score most of the time. This year, it's don't touch the player and you have to catch the ball with the guy almost on your back the whole entire time. So it's kind of hard this year.
These new rules are almost prohibiting you from playing defense. I mean, that's why you're seeing so many games in the 80s and 90s, like your game was last night. But last night, one of the rare games this year that you guys actually had the advantage of the free throw category.
You took free throws last night.
You took free throws.
First time all year.
Your first two of the year.
First two of the year, finally.
I couldn't believe that.
Well, I mean, because the whole time before yesterday, I was just like, am I ever going to get a foul, like a foul call for me going to the hoop where I can actually shoot some free throws? So, at that time, like, my whole mindset was just like, okay, we just got to get into the game, blah, blah, and then I get fouled. I'm just like, figures now when
the one point in the game.
The one point in the game where we need a basket, I'm on the free throw line. And,
well, you had been in and out of the line. You had been in, off and out of the court there. You had battling foul trouble, and, of course, you get back on, and immediately you get fouled.
Yeah, so
there was no rhythm there at all.
No rhythm, no nothing. So I was just like, none. Figures. So, like, and the thing is, too, like, the whole time, like, mentally I was preparing myself, like, all right, you're going to get some free throws today. Let's just work on it. And then in and out, and I'm just not even ready for it, and then I'm on the line. It happens.
Marcel, we got Yale in here tomorrow. Mm-hmm. NCAA Cinderella last year, had a first-round win, the Ivy League champ. They beat Washington earlier this year.
Yep.
This is a big game to have on Bryant's campus. How excited is the team, and how excited should our fans be to come out tomorrow night?
Everybody should definitely be at the game. I mean, I understand, like, right now everybody's probably laughing, like, about last night, but we're not even thinking about that right now. Like, we got to think about what's coming up next for us, like, we know we have a very talented Yale team. I know they lost one of their best players, Makai Mason, to an injury. So, I mean, they're just as hurt as we are because Dan's our main player too. But, I mean, we just got to be ready to play. And I know we have practice today, and we're going to really focus in and just prepare ourselves to play. Like, this is going to be a really tough game for us.
What a sweet environment if all the fans turn out tomorrow and make it an awesome environment in the Chase Athletic Center.
Yeah, I mean, our fans, they're going to be one of our, like, strengths, honestly, for this game, because we have enough talent, but it's just the support. Like, when you have support, there's so much more. Like, it just
our gym's fun when it's loud.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, I remember last year to, like, now this year. Like, I remember last year winter session was just that was just like some of just the hardest times, just even getting ready in your home, like your own court. Like, you practice every single day, and just seeing a couple people here and there, it was kind of hard. But I mean, this year I remember the South Regina game, enough people came to that game, and I mean, we won, I think, 27 points. So, I mean, it's just having the fans there really helps out a lot.
You heard it first, Marcel Petway wants you guys out tomorrow night. It's going to be a great game. NCAA tournament team, Yale Bulldogs, Bryant Bulldogs, always fun.
And Yale has been somewhat susceptible this year. I mean, they played Virginia on the road early in the year, and what, they scored 38 points? I think it was the lowest total from any team this season. But, I mean, you guys have the firepower. You can certainly put up points in bunches and contend with them. So it should be an amazing game tomorrow. And as you heard it here first, Marcel wants you there tomorrow. I don't think it's going to be quite like the Gonzaga game. I know you played at Duke last year. You played at Michigan, some big venues. But how is that environment like compared to that, other games?
Gonzaga, to me, I mean, I've played everywhere in the country, out of the country. And Gonzaga, I would say, is probably the biggest, like, just fan section, just how loud it is. And, I mean, people just know you. As when we're warming up, like, people are sleeping, like, camping out. When we're practicing, I think it was maybe 11 o'clock in the morning, and the game was until 7. And we're just watching people, like, why are you camping out? It's Bryant University against Gonzaga. Like, I didn't know if it was that big until I saw the people camping out. So, and like, I have a video of like just the fans going wild right before the tip off, and I'm never gonna forget it.
Well, Marcel, I mean, if you turn your career into something special, and you're one of our all time greats, we might be able to name the grass out there in front of the Chase Petwayville. People can camp out there before games.
Camping out Petwayville. making giant fat heads as well.
Actually, I mean, I'm actually very close. Well, everybody knows Kiki Palmer is one of my best friends, one of my like really close friends, and she's in a suite with softball players, and they actually
incredible fat head of you.
Yes, they had a very funny fat head. Probably going to make another one of me tomorrow, knowing them.
We gotta get that on the broadcast.
Have to. It's gonna take up like a whole section. In our stands.
Be ready to see a funny fat head of me tomorrow.
What can fans expect tomorrow from this game, Bryant Neal? Just to give them a little primer for what they can expect.
To be honest, it can be anything, honestly, because our team. I don't know. I really can't tell you how it's going to be. I can tell you it's going to be one hell of a game. That's all I can promise you. It's going to be one hell of a game, but...
That's good enough for me.
That
should be good enough for our fans.
I can't promise you nothing, but I can only promise you that it's going to be a good game. Like, I know we're ready for this game.
I'm excited.
I'm pumped, too. I think all you should be as well. 7 o'clock tip tomorrow against Yale Bulldogs versus Bulldogs. Marcel, this was a lot of fun.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, Marcel. Yeah,
absolutely. No problem. We'll probably have you on again at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you're free between 11 and 12.
Yeah, we're one of the only guests that we have available between 11 and 12. So, yeah.
Solely because you're available between 11 and 12.
This could become a recurring segment here. the Petway block. Or what'd you call it? Green
Petwayville.
Petwayville. That's what I'm going to call this from now on, Petwayville. So,
thanks, Marcel.
Thanks a ton.
No problem. Thank you.
Marcel Petway joining us here on The Kennel with Pat and the Cat on WJMF 88.7 HD2 and bit.do/WJMF radio.
Marcel, you're getting followed by the compliance guru right now, Mike McDonald. He's got big shoes to fill.
Oh, boy.
Big shoes to fill. Take a brief break and be back with Mike McDonald for the Compliance Corner, unveiling the Compliance Corner, first ever edition. We'll be back.
WJMF Radio, because everything else is for quitters.
Welcome back to the Kennel with Pat and the Cat. Tristan Hobbs, Pat Puzo with you. And you're on WJMF 88.7 HD2, which, I mean, not too many people have an HD2 radio, so I don't know why I even mentioned that, but that's what it's on. And it's also on bit.do/WJMF radio.
You don't have an HD2 radio?
I do not have an HD2 radio.
Do those come in cars? Or do you buy them?
There's literally no way to know.
You can't even Google it.
We have the HD2 channels here, right, on campus, like TV.
Is it more like digital?
Yeah,
is it a digital channel?
There's like 7.2, right? That's a channel.
Yeah.
7.2?
Yeah, my parents don't have cable, so they have to type buttons, and like NBC is like 102.1, and ABC is 102.2.
I for the life of me, I would never understand that. Like, you're flipping through. You can only go up or down on the channel. You can't actually, like, you know, input.
Well, no, on Bryant campus, I'm pretty sure TVs. It goes 8.1.
Yeah.
They have like a Sony remote that has a decimal point. So you type in like 122.1.
That's what I need. I need to invest in one of those.
Yeah.
So annoying. Like on Sunday, for example, watching a game on Fox or a game on CBS, like CBS is 10.1. Fox is like 25.2. Like, so annoying.
Oh, so you can't go to it. You have to go like channel up.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah, it's no good.
You just go 25
and up one, or up two.
If you get it, then you can use the last button and go back and forth between the games.
Right, yeah.
Which is the American way.
The last button. Savior. All right, so we're now joined by Mike McDonald for the...
One more thing. The worst thing about it is when you have two channels you want to do and you accidentally just pick another channel, and then you've lost the two channels on the last button.
The worst.
And I don't know any of the channels.
Tristan literally doesn't know any of our channels.
I just type in 555 and then go from there.
You just go in the middle? All right. Exactly. I've got like 300 channels up, 300 down.